I bet you can't believe that's just happened, can you?
Yeah, no, unbelievable. I thought you had a chance of running a big race coming, but in one of those handicaps, it's hard to think you're going to come and win. So, look, I couldn't have asked him to go through the race any better. He jumped, relaxed, settled, and he was nearly half off it the whole way with me. But I gave him a kick three out, and he really picked up, and he got there well and idled when he got there. But it was a big relief passing the line. I don't think I've ever pushed a horse as hard, but no, unbelievable. Delighted for the team at home as well.
Did the rain actually make any difference, or did it come too late?
Not much difference. It was kind of cutting up on the top anyway, so it just added to that a bit. But delighted. Our horse, Sonny Boy, he goes on pretty much any ground, but unbelievable day, yeah.
Was the crucial thing to be in the right place sort of two and a half furlongs out, because there was a whole stack of traffic troubles behind you?
Yeah, look, I got the splits when I needed them. There was a bit of traffic all right behind me. I seen that watching the replay, but I got the gaps when I needed them, and delighted.
And for you, how special is this? I mean, you'd have had a wonderful season if it had ended the day you were in the winner's enclosure at Royal Ascot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, unbelievable. Look, Royal Ascot winner at Glorious Goodwood, and now after winning the Ebor, unbelievable.
It's £500,000. It's the Europe's richest handicap, and your name is now in lights and will be forevermore. Leicester Piggott won it twice, but you know, it's one of the greats, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, it's a race everyone wants to win, so I'll be pinching myself for a while.
And how much sweeter that you've won it for Johnny, who's always had total faith in you.
Yeah, unbelievable. Look, he's really took me under his wing this year and trusted me in all the big horses and the big days, so I can't thank him enough.